The Flathead Lake Biological Station sits tucked into the protected shelter of Yellow Bay along the east shore of the lake. On the rocky beach, two buoys sit off-kilter. They loom up above research scientist Tom Bansack.
The main portion of the buoy is a large yellow foam flotation disc, I would call it. And then mounted to the top of that is a metallic support structure on which we had solar panels mounted, and then a tower on which our weather station equipment was mounted as well.
Below the buoys, an underwater profiler traveled up and down the cable, collecting water quality information, including temperature, the amount of algae in the water, and dissolved oxygen. The buoys were taken in so the instruments could be recalibrated and the batteries replaced after first going into the lake in August of 2011. One went in toward the middle of the lake, offshore from Yellow Bay. The other, farther north, mid-lake, off the shore of Woods Bay. Dr. Bonnie Ellis of the biological station says the buoys were designed by the Woods Hole Oceanographic Institution. She says this deployment into Flathead Lake was experimental.
The previous deployments in the Arctic, those were just suspended under the ice, and they didn't have any sort of surface meteorological station. So they just had, they drill a hole in the ice, place the buoy through there with or on top of the ice and the profiler through the ice, and then it was just suspended. The difficulty here was this was anchored to the bottom of the lake.
There were some difficulties getting the buoy nearest to Yellow Bay out of the water. The cable tethering the Yellow Bay buoy in place had broken, with yards of rope and equipment piled up on the bottom of the lake. Retrieving the gear took a makeshift grappling hook attached to about 200 feet of chain dragged along the bottom of the lake.
And marked the spot in the water where we knew it was using a sonar, and then kept making circles around it until we finally were able to snag the big mass, mangled mass.
A National Science Foundation grant funded the initial project. Bansack says the buoys are part of a larger weather station effort. The biological station has monitoring sites around the lake, and teams go out by boat periodically to collect data, but the buoys provided a steady stream of weather and water quality measurements.
So I would say that the most interesting thing is how variable it is around the lake. It can be raining in Yellow Bay and sunny over on Rollins, and the winds can be coming from completely different directions, and having that wind data from the water surface proved invaluable. That's probably the lesson I learned the most, was the wind and weather onshore adjacent to the lake is different than a station that's out on the water.
Ellis says the information gathered goes into their water quality model to help better predict how the lake will react to different variables.
So we will be able to ask questions of the model, like how increasing temperatures affect algal pigments in Flathead Lake. Will they cause algal pigments to increase or decrease? And by using data from the profiler, we can determine how accurate this model is.
Bansack says they would regularly scuba dive down into the lake to clean and maintain the profilers. During this, they found the lake's underwater currents to be remarkably strong.
We would be literally blown by the underwater currents, and you hold onto the cable that you're making your way down, and your feet would be hanging up like a flag, basically, in these really strong underwater currents. And you'd do both buoys in one day, and again, at one buoy, your feet are blowing towards the south, and at the other buoy, your feet are blowing towards the north. So again, there's just, it's very complex and heterogeneous out there in the lake.
Ellis says it's expensive to get the buoys back in the water. To get a feel for some of the costs involved, she says calibrating the underwater sensors costs about $16,000. Calibration of the surface sensors, about $9,000, and more than $10,000 for the satellite link-up.
Everyone wants the buoys to go back in the lake, including us, especially us, but we're going to have to look closely at those costs.
Bansack says they've had a lot of positive response from the public, especially anglers and boaters looking to find out the wave and weather conditions on the lake, which can vary quite a bit across the Flathead. He says they hope to redeploy this summer. Katrin Fryatt reporting from the Flathead.